If you knew Morse code, you would hear that message as RMSSPHMSGPKM. To most of us, this just sounds like nonsense, but to whoever was receiving the message, they would use an encryption key and find out that the message actually means, "Hello, welcome." This idea of having a message be transformed into something that makes sense to no one except the receiver and the sender is essential to modern-day computer safety. This actually may be where you first heard of the idea, but it actually all really took off during World War II when the Germans came up with a machine known as the Enigma. The Enigma had 3 to 4 rotors, each representing a different method of encryption, aka encryption key. The encryption key changed daily, so it was nearly impossible to actually figure out what the message was saying, unless if you also had an Enigma. The Enigma was mass-produced and distributed among all German forces, so whoever broke it would be at an immense advantage. Many even credit the Allies' victory just to breaking the Enigma. The Enigma was only used to translate low-level messages, so the Germans had something else up their sleeve. The machine was called Lorenz. The Lorenz used the same idea as the Enigma, it just used 3 extra rotors, so it was twice as safe. Even though it was twice as safe, it was eventually broken. You'd think breaking all the codes would be an immediate victory for the Allies, but they also had to think about not giving away that they broke the codes to the Germans. Because if you knew too many things that you weren't supposed to, then the Germans could figure out which key you had broken and which message you had intercepted. After the war in 1951, the US came up with a product called the KL-7 rotor machine. The KL-7 was pretty much just a carbon copy of the Enigma, but there weren't very many high-level code breakers out in the public, so security wasn't an issue. For anyone supremely paranoid, though, the one-time pad was always a more elegant solution. The one-time pad consists of 2 identical pieces of paper, roughly 2,000 characters each. In order to send a message, you would write down everything you want to send and then line it up with the one-time pad and add the characters together via a modulo 26 method. And then the receiver would do the same thing, but they would subtract. And then all of the characters that were used to encrypt your message would disappear and they would understand what you were saying. The reason this is so much safer is because you use every pad only once, hence the name, one-time pad. Once you are completed using a pad, you burn it. This way, nobody can ever intercept the messages that you send. If one-time pads are created by computers, then they are truly random. But back in World War II, they were created by humans. And humans see randomness as a bunch of letters that aren't the same and are separated by, let's say, 1 character. So when a human operator gets 2 or 3 characters the same in a row, they're going to take one out to make it seem more random. But if you use the same one-time pad creator multiple times, then the interceptor will begin to see patterns. As an example, let's say I'm an operator. There's 3 queues in a row, so I get rid of 1 to make it seem more random. Now, in a single event, this is no big deal, but later on, when I produce more one-time pads, the interceptor is going to be able to tell. Another problem with the one-time pad is that it's so tedious. It takes almost an hour to encrypt your message or decrypt it. This is why during World War II, they were not as common as they should have been. Thanks for listening.